Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster, and joining us today is one of our new general surgeons, Dr. Casey Joe. She is actually joined by Dr. Tim Mayfield and Dr. Dapka Pakam. All three are now seeing patients in Webster City, and we are taking appointments. You can call 515-832-7746 to schedule an appointment today. In other news, I want to share that we just started a flooring renovation project in our inpatient department yesterday. We are replacing the carpeting, and in the first phase, we will be directing all foot traffic to the door that comes into the inpatient department from our emergency department. We do have signage up to help with wayfinding for patients, for visitors, for our guests, but know that this flooring project is going to take 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Watch for signage and staff will help direct you. And I do just want to share with listeners, we thank you for your patience as we complete this flooring project. We also have some events coming up that I want to share. The next Webster City Community Blood Drive will take place tomorrow in our clinic boardroom. It is from 12:30 to 5:30. Appointments are encouraged. You can call LifeServe Blood Center at 800-287-4903, or you can visit their website at lifeservebloodcenter.org. And we do encourage people to use the exterior door that leads from our parking lot into the clinic boardroom for that blood drive. Also, next Monday, September 16th, the Van Deest Medical Center Auxiliary will hold a uniform, scrub, and clothing sale. It will be from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in our clinic boardroom. Again, we encourage people to enter through the door located along the sidewalk between the clinic and the hospital. Customers will be able to browse merchandise from Emerson's at the Willow out of Mason City. And the sale is open to the public. It's a little different this time. It's not a fundraiser. The auxiliary has actually turned the proceeds from this sale into a 20% discount on merchandise as a thank you to all area healthcare workers. So come out and shop next Monday, again, September 16th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. And lastly, of course, I want to mention the 9th annual golf outing is coming up Friday, September 27th. I'm so excited. We really are maxed on teams. I'm not saying I would turn a team away. However, we are full. There are still additional hole sponsorships available for $150. You can sponsor one of the holes. You can come out, be present, give out some swag. The golfers love this. We also have added music on the patio this year. This is free and open to the public. Chris Carr is going to be playing from 5 to 7. And I do want to thank Black Hills Energy, our entertainment sponsor for this year. All information about the golf outing can be found on our website. Go to vandeestmc.org. All proceeds from the golf outing will support patient care needs at the hospital. And now, joining us for today's program, again, we have one of our new general surgeons, Dr. Casey Joe. Good morning, Dr. Joe. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm originally from South Korea. I wasn't born in South Korea, though everybody thinks I was born in South Korea, but I was actually born in Ecuador. My dad was a businessman at the time, and he was traveling, and I was just born there, was there maybe for a few years until I moved to South Korea. But I spent my majority of childhood and teenagehood in South Korea. And when I turned 21, I moved to United States, to New York with my mom and my brother. We moved because my dad passed away from colon cancer when I was 17 years old. So my mom had to figure out how to support us financially, and growing up in my family background, their education for children was main priority. Mm-hmm. So mom got a license as a nurse in New York, and she moved all of us to Bronx, New York, and she's still there, actually.
Wow.
So when we moved, we had to figure out how to first learn the language, because we've never been here before. And we had to learn. It's a culture shock.
For sure.
Again, first time being in a foreign country, everybody looks different, can't even understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how everything started, all of us, actually. So, and yeah, just time flew, and it's been 21 years. And we just fended for ourselves, and I first somehow managed to go to medical school. Here I am. I'm in Iowa now, but the reason for me to fall for medicine and surgery is because I think the influence of my father was great. Mm-hmm. The loss of father always kind of made me think about what caused his death, and like I wanted to figure out like what I can do to figure this out to help other people. Mm-hmm. And that's how everything started. And on top of that, my mom, she's a cancer survivor too. She survived cancer 4 different times, 3 different primary cancers, 3 different surgeries. So that really affected me. That all happened while I was in undergraduate and medical school. So I think that's when I really wanted to go for surgery more than anything, because all these different surgeons saved her life. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, medical doctors as well, but I just love the aspect of surgery, how effective it was, and that she made it all through, and now she's healthy, happy, and she's still working as a nurse helping other people. She's actually retiring this year.
Mm.
And then for the first time ever, after 21 years, I was able to go back to South Korea, because I finally got time to go back and see other family members. So it's been a great year. So that's, you know, that's my short story. But I'm very happy where I am. I moved to Iowa because my fiance was born and grew up in Iowa. And initially, I was a little bit hesitant because I always grew up in the city. I lived in the city, New York City, where it was so different.
It's night and day, yes.
But I was just so amazed how beautiful the state is and how great and kind people are here, which I appreciate every day. And I love the state. I think it's a great place to live in and practice medicine at. Where I'm at, I telling everybody I look forward to come to work every day, and patients have been very grateful for my service, and it just makes it so much easier for me to work here. So that's, you know, here I am in Webster City, so I'm excited to move forward and meet more new people and take care of the community. So
that is a fantastic story.
Thank you.
It is.
It's been a quiet journey for sure. I think the only thing that kept me going was my family. Like, I could get teary anytime, but I just didn't have any choice.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing is that she's alive and healthy, so.
That's what I wanted to ask, if she was healthy. So that's wonderful to hear. And the passion that is coming from you is incredible. And I love that it really was inspired by your family and the health of your family.
Yeah, yeah. We just had a lot of cancers in my family for some reason. And we don't know why, but that's how everything started and got me here where I am. And I'm grateful still, based, you know, despite all these things happen, because I feel like if, you know, things happen in life and you can't just always kind of say, like, I'm the victim. Why does this happen to me? Just gotta get the best out of whatever the experience that you have. And what I'm grateful for is if I didn't have that experience, I wouldn't be here
today.
Yeah, and she probably won't be alive either. And I'm just happy for the outcome that we have now and that we can move forward and do something better for other people, because mm-hmm. now I understand how painful it is to have, you know, at least as a family member, I understand how painful it is for, you know, going through when somebody in your family is sick. It doesn't have to be cancer, but sick. And mm-hmm. I understand their pain, not 100%, but some of it, because I've been through it. So I feel that, you know, understanding that aspect of the medicine, not just treating them with medication and surgery alone, is also important, but to understand what they're going through and be there for them on the other aspect of the medicine is also as important. So I do take that into consideration when I see patients. And I feel like hopefully that will make some impact in this practice and make influence in the community.
Most definitely it will. I mean, to undergo, sometimes for someone to undergo, say it's their first surgery or procedure, and it's scary. And yeah. So I agree with you, being able to somewhat put yourself in the shoes of that patient and understand what they're going through is just as important as the skill that you bring to the profession.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. And you know, everybody's perception is also very different. You know, for you, it could be just taking out a lump in your body. For that person, he or she might be fearful of that. You cannot judge based on your perception. So you gotta always keep that in mind, that this person may be really scared, even if it is just taking a lump out of your skin. So you have to be very sensitive about their needs, and you have to be very open. And I think just having that mindset every day, reminding that not everybody has the same perception as you, could probably make a difference in patient care. So that's what I always reminding myself every day.
So very true. Let's talk about your practice. And you mentioned even just removing lumps or bumps. What are the services, procedures that you perform? What types of conditions do you treat?
So as a general surgeon, I cover bread and butter surgeries. Starting from anything from taking out the gallbladder, taking out the appendix, taking out cancers, lumps and bumps, and also do scopes called EGD and colonoscopies, because there's a need in the community, especially when it comes to rural area. Mm-hmm. And also because of the limited resources in the rural setting, I certainly cannot do more complex procedures, but the simple bread and butter surgeries, including like the cases that I just mentioned, including breast and colon or any acute surgeries that require immediate attention, I will perform, because our job as surgeons is to stabilize and take care of whatever you can. Even though patient might have to get transferred, you have to save their life. So you have to take care of the patient by stabilizing them and taking care of the acute issue is your main priority. So I do elective procedures on top of acute cases while I'm here. And that's the goal.
Very good. Do you see all ages of patients in your practice?
I see generally patients who are aged somewhere from 13 and above. But if the patient's a little younger, let's say 10 years old, and has a good body habitus like adults, I could still perform. And it also depends on the type of procedures that I do. If it is lumps and bumps or abscess drainage, something like that, I would probably do procedures with more younger patients. In terms of the elderly patients, I do examine and evaluate each case independently, because not every, for example, 85-year-old is the same. I don't have the definitive age cutoff because sometimes you have an 85-year-old patient who are healthy and working and very active,
right,
with no comorbidities, and he or she wants to have their gallbladder removed or get colonoscopy. I will still do them if they're motivated to do motivated to continue to get screened or have their diseases taken care of. Mm-hmm. Whereas if there's another 85-year-old with multiple comorbidities, recent heart attacks or strokes, and if I feel that that patient is very high risk for any intra postoperative events, then I usually discuss this in great detail with the patient why I think in this case benefits don't outweigh the risks. And if the patient, let's say, wishes to get elective procedures, then I would usually tell them, hey, listen, you might have to go to a bigger hospital where all the resources are available in case the intra or postoperative care, if they can provide better care, you should go there because this hospital in rural setting, the resources are pretty limited. Mm-hmm. So in that case, they do go see another provider in a tertiary center, or they do realize that the benefits do not outweigh the risks, and they decide to just sit and watch and monitor mm-hmm. approach.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, rather than maybe proceed with the elective procedure or surgery.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel that some patients are not really fully aware of the need for the treatment or surgical procedures. They're not understanding their current situation clearly, and if you just take a little bit of time to go over their pathology and the need for the treatment or the procedures, a lot of times they agree with what we say.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if there's any special circumstance with when he or she wants to move to more aggressive measures, then that's what I usually recommend.
Very good. Are there any specialized areas or particular areas of interest within your practice that you would want to share?
Yeah, I have a certification in Da Vinci robotic system. It's a robotic surgery that I used to do when I was a fellow. But not every critical access hospital mm-hmm. has that.
Right.
If there's anything else I would like to explore, it will be robotic surgeries. But I'm hopeful because some of the critical access hospitals do acquire robotic Da Vinci robot. Mm-hmm. So if that happens, I'll be excited.
Very good. You did such a nice job talking about, you know, just that relationship with patients, and it goes beyond just, you know, the skills that you bring.
I feel like nowadays we're moving at such a fast pace that it's easily neglected. It can be neglected because sometimes patients just want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
They may not want solutions all the time, but sometimes they just want to take 5 minutes just to talk to you, and they want somebody to listen to. So I take that a little more seriously. Before, I wasn't able to do that when I was working at a bigger high volume center because we just had such a huge time strain that I had to move through the patients. But what I really appreciate about working in a rural setting is because I have the ability to take time to do that, which is what makes the job much more enjoyable.
And it certainly builds that trust with patients too. That relationship is so key. And so I do appreciate that you are finding that time with patients because I know it's appreciated from patients too.
I have been having great interactions with them, and it just makes me very happy because I could see them like smiling too, and mm-hmm. it makes me happy. So again, I look forward to come to work every day. And Iowa has been very, very nice to me, and
good.
I'm very happy here. So
I love to hear that. So here in Webster City at Van Deese Medical Center, you are seeing patients on Fridays?
Yeah, every Friday. And my Dr. Mayfield and Dr. Bacham are my colleagues, cool surgeons.
Yes, we're thrilled to have all three of you here providing surgery services at Van Deese Medical Center. What could a new patient expect, say that first appointment? What does that look like?
I think basically they should be, I think they should just come in relaxed. Mm-hmm. I know some people could be a little bit nervous seeing a surgeon, but it's just a session that will help me get to know you and for you to get to know me too, not just me getting to know you, so that you feel safe, you know, having me operating on you to take care of you. So, and I certainly want to gain your trust as well. I want patients to feel comfortable going into the surgery. Mm-hmm. But, or whichever plan that I discuss with you, I want you to trust me. So it's more like getting to know each other kind of session. So nothing too formal, but I will be asking set of questions that I feel like it'll be important for me to know moving forward with the procedure, such as past medical history, how active are you, have you had surgery in the past, any allergy to medications or any pertinent medications that you take that I should know of, or your family history, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Any other information you wish to share with listeners today?
I'm excited here in Van Deese Medical Center in Webster City. So I look forward to meeting you all. I am very excited to take care of the community. Hopefully I can contribute and make things better for the patients.
Excellent. Dr. Cho, when you're not seeing patients, what is it you enjoy doing in your free time?
Well, I'm into yoga lately, and I love it. And the reason why I love it, because I feel like it's not just actual like physical workout to burn fat and gain strength, but it's also has a component of that meditation that will help you ease your stress and help you focus better. So I think it just you can apply that practice into your everything, pretty much, including your work too. So that's what I really enjoy doing lately. So I've been going to the gym a couple times, few times a week, and yeah, I can never get enough. And actually, I do recommend yoga a lot to everybody, just because it does help with pain as well. The chronic pain, all that stuff, in terms of my experience, it all went away. I had chronic pain for years and years, and I could not figure out how to get rid of this neck pain. And I switched pillows so many times. I bought like expensive pillows, including like pillow that goes up to like $200. It's crazy. Hoping that that might help with my pain, I started yoga. After a couple months, it's just gone, completely gone. And I think it might have something to do with the posture. It helps you with the posture too, in addition to the muscle strengthening exercises. So I highly recommend to everybody. So
I echo this. I love hearing this. I too love to do yoga. It is so good for your balance, for your core, for your posture. And it's not just physical. There is a mental component with it too.
Yep.
And I agree. You can bring that into your everyday life. The breathing you can bring into your everyday life. And it's something everyone can do.
Yeah.
At any level. There are so many different levels.
Absolutely.
With yoga. And so I wholeheartedly support that too.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, like you said, all you need, you don't even need a mat. You can literally do it here. You just take 5 to 10 minutes and you just do it yourself. And it's a great workout. I mean, I thought that running was hard, But when I get on the treadmill machine and I walk fast or run, I don't sweat as much as I do yoga for an hour. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how much you sweat after 1 hour of yoga. But it does not feel like work because you're truly enjoying it.
You are enjoying it. And I love too, like you say, there's virtually no equipment needed.
Yeah.
So you can really do it anywhere at any time.
Yeah. Even at work during your lunch break, you can do it for 5-10 minutes. It's such a great exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would agree.
I like actually Des Moines area so much.
Oh, it's
because it's a city. It's legitimate city and it's got everything. And I love the appropriateness of the traffic and the people. It's just got everything that I need and I'm happy just the way it is. And then I'm able to commute to this rural community to work. And I am absolutely happy with where I am because I get all these things on top of all these patients that are grateful for what you do and they become your friends. Yes. They're not just patients. They actually, like, it becomes a whole community and family. Like, even hospital where I work at, the staff so kind, they're genuine. They're becoming like a family there. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you can't see in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been in the city for so long, it just doesn't happen. But here it's so different. And work-life balance, I just can't. I mean, I have everything here. I'm so happy. I haven't been this happy ever in my life, in my career. So, yeah, everything is working out so far. So
me too.
I'm looking forward to stay here as long as I can. So
I really do love hearing that. And I would agree. I mean, I think you have the benefit of then going outside the city to rural hospitals. And just like you said, it really is a community and it is different. There is a beauty that comes with the rural parts of our state. Dr. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. Such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
A warm welcome from all of us at Van Deese Medical Center. I do want to share with listeners, we are taking appointments for Dr. Casey Joe. You can call 515-832-7746 to schedule an appointment. Again, Dr. Casey Joe is here every Friday at Van Deese Medical Center. Thrilled to have you, and thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I enjoyed our chat.
And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where our focus is you.